My name is Benita Thompson, and I've had the good fortune of directing the research for this book and working closely with the three authors to best express our findings. We are very excited to share these results because we believe a greater understanding of how we hold and define success can help all of us lead more fulfilling lives. For purposes of this audio, we have an abridged description of our research that covers the key findings. If you wish to explore our research methodology and detailed results, you can find that in the book in the appendix entitled The Pleasure of Finding Things Out. You can get a copy of the book at www.successbuilttolast.com. We teamed up with Dr. Howard Moskowitz, who holds a PhD in experimental psychology and psychophysics from Harvard University and has written 14 books and more than 300 scientific papers on his innovative work that he calls The Algebra of the Mind. From consumer product and food research to social issues, health, stock market, and presidential elections, Dr. Moskowitz and his team of researchers work to predict the future and tell us how we truly envision an ideal world. Professor Jerry Wind at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania and his team advised us on research methodology. We conducted two extensive and independent studies for Success Built to Last. Together, the two studies tested and compared insights into the traits of successful people, and amazingly, the two studies found very similar results. The first study was a series of personal, open-ended interviews. We broke down comments made from our personal interviews into several key themes, and then further explored those ideas that were most provocative. We noticed that some builders got their strength from focusing on what was most meaningful to them, their cause or calling. Some had a thought style that had several dimensions, from being religious about their passions, treating their work as play, to embracing failures as a part of growth. And others were machines of achievement, having great pride in their ability to get things done. This resulted in the creation of the three circles in Chapter 1. We also noticed that when builders did their most amazing accomplishments, it was when they embraced all three dimensions of success: meaning, thought, and action. The second study was an independent, quantitatively based survey looking at how people hold and define success worldwide. When we conducted our quantitatively based study, our analysis got particularly interesting when we compared every person's response to every aspect of success with every other person's response to every aspect of success. This allowed us to group like-minded perspectives together, and from this emerged three mindsets, or attitudinal segments. It's important to note that the quantitative research team was not aware of the three-circle model while doing this research. We found three groups. The first group was make a difference and be meaningful. The second group was allocating my time to my passions. And the third group was be accomplished and love my work. Let me describe these three groups in more detail. The largest attitudinal segment, containing 44% of our respondents, was the make a difference and be meaningful segment. This meaning-oriented segment exhibited a somewhat lower likelihood of seeing themselves as successful, both personally and professionally. It appears that when it comes to meaning, it's difficult to feel that you're ever really finished or totally successful in all aspects of your life. This group is more likely to embrace big, hairy, audacious goals, with the focus being on meaning rather than on the accomplishment. Unlike the other two groups, this segment requires that everyone around them share a common sense of meaning. They will not work for a boss who does not support what they believe to be meaningful. They want a career that is a serendipitous journey that allows them to follow and best serve their cause. The second segment is identified as the allocating my time to my portfolio of passions segment, and it comprises 29% of respondents. The key distinguishing characteristic is a strong interest in recognizing what their true passions are and acting in a manner that it addresses all of their passions in the right proportion. This group more readily embraces learning that comes from setbacks, seeing it as not failure, but as experimentation. As enduringly successful people described in the interviews, they harvest failure, and this group sees failure as an essential part of the path to success. However, this group does not appreciate any dissonance. Whereas the other two attitudinal segments harvest contention and embrace the inevitable creative arguments that arise when you are trying to build something meaningful, this thought style group disagrees very strongly with harvesting contention. They want everyone to agree. The third attitudinal segment is identified as the be accomplished and love your work segment, and it comprises 27% of our respondents. Above all else, this action style oriented segment wants to love their job. They also want to see themselves as being accomplished. They strongly agree with the statement, regardless of what other people think, what motivates me most is doing a great job. Additionally, this segment loves to get things done and accomplishes things for their own sake. Here's one of my favorite responses. Whereas the other two attitudinal segments strongly agreed with the statement, sometimes it's disappointing to achieve a goal and discover that it has little meaning for me, this action style group responded fairly neutral to this aspect. So the accomplishment of the goal in and of itself holds meaning for this group. There is no such thing as a bad goal. This group is very clear that they do not like any setbacks and they see no value in them. They will change their goals if they feel they are not able to achieve them. Note that these segments do overlap in how we define success, but our quantitative study showed us when push comes to shove, every individual tends to identify a bit more strongly with one of these three dimensions. I think it's important to note that not one of these groups is better or worse than another, and in fact, it is our ability to see all of these perspectives of success that makes us our strongest. There are pluses and minuses to each mindset, and embracing all of them helps us better handle each of our serendipitous journeys. It's worth mentioning that there are no significant differences among these mindset groupings based on demographics. They are consistent regardless of age, gender, or geographic location. Additionally, the likelihood of people in these groups to describe themselves as being successful was very similar across all three segments. Whereas individuals tend to resonate most strongly with one of the three circles, and many of us agonize over balance as society defines it, what is clear from our research study and our interviews is that the essential balance we are seeking is the issue of alignment of the three circles over what matters to us, what we do for play and pleasure, and how we proceed to get things done. The balance that we are seeking is to find our own personally defined portfolio of passions that we feel is most meaningful, that fuels our creative thoughts and drives us to take action. Our survey respondents told us how successful they considered themselves to be both personally and professionally. These self-identifications are the basis for placing our respondents in the successful versus unsuccessful groups. Of the 365 people who participated in the survey, surprisingly, 31% identified themselves as unsuccessful, both professionally and personally, whereas 35% identified themselves as successful in both categories. 23% identified themselves as only successful personally, and 11% identified themselves as successful professionally. By analyzing the results of each group, we profiled the different sets of beliefs about what may contribute to being successful. We also compared the views of the successful people versus the views held by people who identified themselves as unsuccessful. The results helped us to understand what differentiates the mindsets of these two populations. Most importantly, successful people believe that success requires a commitment to make important things happen. Something must be created that makes a difference, and that something must have lasting value. Although the unsuccessful group wants to do meaningful things, the successful group makes it the number one priority in their life. Whereas people who say they are unsuccessful say that doing something meaningful would be nice. Successful people don't obsess over what other people think about their work. As was also revealed in our personal interviews, enduringly successful people are more concerned with doing what they love rather than being loved. They don't treat their passions as a trivial pursuit or low priority item. Successful people focus on being good at what is meaningful to them, and they do that, not whatever else comes along. People who see themselves as unsuccessful feel the need to be good at everything they do. Successful people are more focused on what matters to them and are less concerned about being good at everything. Respondents who see themselves as successful are uncompromising in their belief that love is a necessary requirement for their job, whereas the unsuccessful group is relatively neutral about the need to love their work. The successful group is adamantly opposed to the blame game, whereas the unsuccessful group tells us that they have no strong views on this issue, or perhaps they have been the subject of blame and therefore see blame as a standard operating procedure. Interestingly, the notion of happiness gets only a modestly positive response compared with other measures of success in both groups. Happiness, it appears, is not all it's cracked up to be. It's better to be up to something meaningful. So how do men and women compare? Females are somewhat more likely than males to identify themselves as successful, both professionally and personally. Males and females agree that success means I can make a difference and create a lasting impact. However, males also tend to associate success with doing a great job despite the opinions of others. Females tend to be more oriented to the importance of a personal relationship and happiness. Our analysis by age group gave us some good news. The older you get, the greater your feeling of success. So for our respondents over the age of 55, 59% rated themselves as successful, versus only 20% for those under the age of 45. All of the age groups agreed with the thought, success means I can make a difference and create a lasting impact. However, once over the age of 55, there is an even higher level of passion for this component. When we looked at how different countries hold success, we discovered that our sample would need to be sliced up into pieces so small that it wouldn't be reliable. However, we did see enough variation in the data regionally to get very excited that there is more gold to be mined with further research. It will be well worth launching another more extensive survey nation by nation to uncover these insights. Understanding how different cultures hold success may provide greater understanding into their economic and political actions. Regardless of whether the survey participants rated themselves as successful or unsuccessful, regardless of which attitudinal segment they fell into, and regardless of demographics, all groups said that the traditional dictionary definition of success, notably, the significant achievement of fame, wealth, and power, no longer describes what success means for them. Although popularity and affluence are nice outcomes, people prefer to define success as the ability to make a difference, create a lasting impact, and being engaged in a life of personal fulfillment. The traditional definition of success was resoundingly trounced in this survey, as it was in our personal interviews. It's clearly time to redefine the meaning of success in the dictionary and in our society as a whole. If you would like additional information about this research, you will find it in our book that you can purchase at www.successbuilttolast.com.